June 18th, Pikes Peak Center, Colorado Springs, Colorado,
prepares for the funniest show on Earth.
All right. Hang on a minute, Cindy. All right, I got an idea for a bit for Colorado Springs.
Hold on, those cyclists, I'm gonna go back and hit them.
Oh, please do.
That's delicious. And I just realized Dave was here last week in this chair, so I didn't fully adjust my headphones and microphone. I have to set it to human height.
Hey.
I'm kidding. I love you. Hey, Dave, you been losing weight?
Don't try that now.
No, seriously, though, you look like you've been...
A little bit.
You doing the keto?
Jenny Craig.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I still call 94 Jenny.
As opposed to the Weight Watchers. What's her name? She's in Michigan, that lady.
Is she?
The lady who created Weight Watchers. She's super, super rich. I spent a 4th of July at her house one time.
Did you really? Is she bigger now?
No, she's not bigger.
Oh.
I'm quite certain she's anorexic. Now.
Ah, good.
Florian Marx. And I'm kidding. She's not anorexic. She's a very, very nice lady.
I'm sure.
Yes, she's anorexic. No, she really is wonderful.
Fair enough.
Horrible start. Very glad to be with you.
But yes, I'm bulimic.
Yes.
I'm doing the Carrot and Carpenter diet.
Yeah, well, look, if it works. I'm doing the Watch the Drag Kids Show diet.
Ooh, vomit?
But I repeat yours.
The
yeah,
same.
It's the same.
Yeah,
it's the same.
It really is.
It's only just begun. So, we have a lot to talk about today. We're a little late because something just happened with the Uvalde shooting. A man came forward, and it's a heartbreaking story, but a man with a gun tried to stop it, and The police and the feds, the marshals, told people to step down. So some new developments that really don't make a lot of sense. We'll talk about that. We'll be talking about the child drag show that's taking place here in Texas. We'll be talking about Native Americans, AOC. She claims she's one of them. She's not. Oh. And also why almost everything you know about that is wrong. And here's the thing. Here's kind of the through line is it is amazing. We'll also be fact-checking Joe Biden, who lied like 5 times this weekend.
That's
There's
it?
So much to get to. No, he lied like 5 times in the span of 48 hours, and it's not even close to being true. There is such a lack of even the remote conscientiousness of potentially being called on your bullcrap from the left. They're lying. They know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying, and they don't care anyway. And so a question that I have for you today is, does that concern you going into the midterms? Oh, that's the wrong thing you brought up there,
sorry,
Tim.
My bad.
Can you cancel it? There you go.
It has to run its course.
Does that concern you? That does concern me going into the midterms a little bit. They know that we know they're lying and they don't care anyway.
Yeah.
And is it just, you know, what is something about Stalin, something counting votes? I don't know.
I forget.
What are these votes you speak of?
Yeah. And this is what you meant to say. So if this gets removed here, because we will be addressing the child drag show in Dallas, you can watch us on Rumble every Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. Like today, it started a little bit late because of some exclusive info. Or you can watch an additional 45 minutes on Mug Club.
Yeah.
Which today we have a wonderful video segment on Mug Club that we could never air on YouTube.
I'm excited.
From Pops Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
You saw this clip where you saw a transgender individual who identifies as a 6-year-old girl riding a motorized trike. It's recorded on a cell phone.
It's real?
It's terrifying.
Nice.
It's the stuff that gives children nightmares. So
it's a remake of Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. Exactly. Well, they're not swallowing June bugs. We have Gerald A. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. The air stopped working at the top part of the house yesterday, so I slept in the basement, and then the air stopped working there as well.
Ah, well, my job is complete.
Yes. So I didn't sleep, but that's
it worked.
Okay. Yeah. Dave, how are you?
Ahoy, I'm good.
The can't quickest complain. Wit in the West. Oh, by the way, we mentioned that early on. Go to lotwithcutter.com, lotwithcutter.com/tour. We are going to be June 18th, Pikes Peak Center in Colorado Springs.
Boom.
This is probably your last chance to get tickets. I think there are about 150 left. So if you want to go and purchase them, it's the earlier show. We had to add an additional show because you folks really like the jokes. You good, Dave?
I'm good. I can't complain.
All right. Well, that's nice. You really do look like you're losing some weight.
I'm trying. I ate a lot of cake yesterday.
I love it.
Why did? Oh, I think I know why.
Oh no, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah,
so we
you get
had
closer
the,
to the big 4.
I wished you a happy birthday on Friday, and then realized that I was wrong.
I know. I texted you back. I was like, "Thank you."
That was my fault.
It's fine. I've mentioned it just because it's 40, and I'm not excited about it.
That's okay.
You mentioned it, and I got scared. I was like, "Oh crap, I missed it." And I think Dave left town, and I'm like sending out a text like, "Hey guys, it's his birthday." Then somebody's like, "Hey, it's not until next week." I'm like, "Oh."
See, even in trying to be nice, he screws it up.
I know, but he meant well.
Yeah,
I'm the age of what my favorite drink used to be.
Yes.
The 40.
Only it doesn't work every time.
No.
So before we move on to the drag show, and by the way, to people who complain like, why are you addressing this or stuff going, there is nothing more important to Western civilization than the idea of mothers, fathers, husbands, and wives in the nuclear family. And if you don't see how dramatically insane it's become that we are now taking children to cross-dressing strip shows. If you don't see that as teetering on the edge of losing civilization, then you and I just disagree.
Yeah.
So don't ask me to stop covering. I'm not.
No.
I think teetering is a nice word.
Yes. Yes.
If you think it's, I think it's well past.
Yes. Uttering.
Yes.
So before that, though, something that actually this country, you know, when it's a great. I mean, I don't want to say once was great. It's still a great country.
Yeah.
And it'll be great again, you know, after the midterms and hopefully 2024. June 6, 1944, Allied forces, of course, stormed the beaches of Normandy. And that was one of the most important moments of World War II. I think we have a clip here.
I think that was the Canadians that were walking ashore unmolested.
No, no, no. That was Juno Beach. This is far more chaotic.
We've all seen Saving Private Ryan.
It's not quite this. I'm trying to raise my microphone here while we're doing this during this very sincere moment.
Well, and it's the anniversary of this today. 1,465 Americans were killed, and overall 416,000 were killed in World War II in general, right? So
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's. I didn't know it was that high. I knew the number was in the hundreds of thousands. I didn't know it was over 400,000 that were killed. And by the way, if any of us could have gone back to that day, can you imagine, like, put yourself in Saving Private Ryan, you're standing next to Tom Hanks, and you're like, all right, everybody's nervous, they're throwing up, and you show them a self, I'm like, man, I really appreciate what you're fighting for today. By the way, in June of 2022, they're going to be doing this, and you show, like, the kid drag queen thing. Like,
well, don't, you know, just, you could have said this, and we can go to the clip.
Well, then we're on the wrong side of things. They would have been like, turn the boat around.
They were like, oh my gosh. Around? Well, hold on a second.
I don't like stop the fight.
Right.
Look at this, guys.
Right.
We don't believe in everything, but mostly they were right.
Yeah, they've been like, so look, okay, Pearl Harbor, that one's on you, but there's the Bay Area over there.
This is...
take that area.
Leave we were blaming the Jews?
What?
It was our fault all along.
I can't believe that. We thought it was the Jews, but... This is actually, like, really severe. Like, I made up these things about the Jews. You're actually doing this. You're actually having five-year-olds hand dollar bills into your panties and your argeisen?
Release the Jews and apologize.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is too much.
They make the Jews sign a treaty like, okay, listen, we will release you on the terms that you are now the Gestapo for all the drag events.
Yeah. Can you imagine the earnest parts where he's like, he better invent like a better light bulb or something like that. He's like, he better make sure that... The trans community can go out and have kids walk the stage with them. You better do something like that.
Yeah, Hitler's just like, oh, what is this decadent lifestyle?
I'm going to paint it. And everyone's like, that's terrible. He's like, what is that, post-surrealism? He's like, no, this is real. It's happening.
No, it comes, it becomes this, look, I dress like this just in drag.
Well,
like,
Hitler was in part a response to this kind of culture developing in Germany.
Now, let's be clear.
Let's
of course, no one is defending Hitler or saying that he's
terrible.
The only point
I'm
that we are
making. That he would jump on board with it because he's an awful.
He's an awful human being, probably the worst in human history.
He would have been a self.
Agreed?
Yes. Hitler would have been a self
top five.
Loathing.
Yes.
Drag dancer with children. That's what we are saying. So if anyone here is, so really, if anyone here is more like Hitler, most like Hitler, one could argue, it's these people abusing children. Now, to be clear, because right now, you know, you have this petition for discovery against Daniel Defense regarding the Uvalde shooting, you know, the manufacturer of a gun, because they're saying it could have been advertised to children. This was advertised directly to children.
Yes.
This event. It says, the ultimate family-friendly pride experience, fit for guests of all ages.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, can Milton Bradley argue that they have a trademark on that and just sue them?
I think so.
Suitable for all ages.
It's called Drag the Kids to Pride. Yes, you would have to drag them there. There's no reason they would want to go there on their own.
Oh, drag me to hell.
You want to go play catch? Totally different meaning.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And the cats and the...
Nope,
I was about to say a word that I can't say.
Yeah. Can't say that.
And the cats and the transgenders and the silver spoon.
Little boy in the bathroom.
Oh, jeez.
Son's not coming home, and we both know why. I'm a bad father.
Because he's no longer a guy. Yeah.
A family-friendly experience.
Yeah, one of the family-friendly, and one of the signs there read, it's not going to lick itself.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm going to take my son to the balls game.
Yes. Yeah, someone get the owl from the Tootsie Pop to sue them. How many licks did it? Gosh. Oh. It's not factually incorrect. I get it. But it's also sexual abuse.
Yes.
Of children.
Yes.
Here's another one. I licked it so it's mine, which, by the way, is not at all how property rights work. So this is also something that they don't seem to comprehend in the transgender community.
Is that not true? I've been going by that forever. It's how I got my house and my car.
Licking is 9/10 of possession.
Yes, exactly.
I've been going about this all wrong.
That's all the pilgrims did when they landed. Yeah, yeah. I was like,
it's mine.
Ooh. You don't want this anymore, right?
Mm. Yeah, that's how they gave him smallpox.
Yeah. Wiped out the Indians.
Yeah. They're like, look, I just thought it's how it worked. I didn't mean to kill you guys.
Here, it's our tradition of take the tobacco leaves and place them in our loincloth.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We have passed this down for generations. This is known as young twerking one. Show them your ass.
Yes. Motorboat until it's mine.
Yes. So this is what they had kids doing. They had them handing dollar bills to, which, by the way, I mean, I know people can say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, it's generally done at a strip club, which, if you bring children, is illegal when they are cross-dressing. Today's transgender...
If anybody asked what's wrong with that...
Yeah, exactly.
That's on them.
You know what? That's
you
fair.
Shouldn't have to explain
No,
that.
I shouldn't have to. You know what? You're right.
We all know what's wrong with
yeah.
that. Yeah.
This is why it's wrong.
Ridiculous.
And here you even have kids, and by the way, this is actually really sad, performing with the drag queens.
Yeah. I mean, if you know and you think you can do it like we do it, I want you to come up here real quick. If you think you can do it, if you think you can walk the runway with the girl, who wants to be a diva for the day? You ready to do this? On the count of three, here we go. One.
Two, by the way, that kid clearly.
Let's go.
Yeah, he looks happy.
Clearly uncomfortable being there.
Well, I mean, that kid.
My mother beats me. That was the.
I'm not saying that they're preying upon easily impressionable children, but that kid was. I mean, he looked like. Like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, he's hunched over. And, yeah.
Why aren't you
saying? I thought I'd be seeing a kitty. Turns out he did, man had a pee-pee.
He looked like Sling Blade when he was a kid.
Yeah, I know. And like, it's like, you know, they want to act like, this is good. This is healthy. Let's have these kids. Yeah. The kid clearly is on. This is child abuse. This is child abuse
Absolutely.
From parents.
And they are preying on young, impressionable kids.
Okay.
Kids that want to do anything possible to make adults like them.
And they're telling the kids, this is how we approve. You are.
Yeah.
Look, kids, it's just learned behavior at that point. Right? It's learned behavior, and you are saying this is how you gain approval from adults is by going to these places and making it rain and walking down the catwalk with male/female strippers. This is what mommy and daddy want.
Yeah. At what point has the pendulum swung too far from, look, we just want to make sure we have equal rights in this community, all the way to now where it's like, no, you can't say anything about kids, 5-year-olds being exposed to this and not thinking that it's wonderful and applauding.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bar, first of all, but also, let's say you argue that they're not all scantily clad. There's a light on the wall that says it's not going to lick itself.
Right.
It didn't turn off the light.
Right.
That no, says it's
not going to lick itself.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they actually added it for this event. That was a light bright. Yes. That was a custom-made light bright. Light bright. Time for light bright. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Only it sticks.
Yes. Good night, light bright.
Yes.
I'll suck it in the morning.
Yes. Ah. It won't do it itself, light bright.
Very true.
He's talking to his uncle.
Yeah.
Just wearing a wig. Good night.
Well, they'll save money on Teddy Ruxpin because they don't need the animatronic mouth. It's just permanently open. Ah.
Good night, Light Bright, Mr. Light Bright.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hopefully none of the kids could read.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they can.
I'm willing to bet a good portion of those drag strippers couldn't read.
What parent does this? Like, what parent in the world says this is a good idea?
The parent who, by the way, got our previous, and this is why we ask that you watch on Rumble and on Mug Club, got our previous video removed because we insinuated that the transgender community was targeting children. Remember? That episode was removed.
Yeah.
You can watch that episode in the banned archive on Mug Club. It was one of them which was banned.
Unbelievable.
They said you can't insinuate that they're coming for children. You can't insinuate that. Remember, we had these conversations.
Can we say it now? Is it fair game if we have video evidence of them coming for children in a specific instance here? Can we say it now?
I don't know. A cucked husband who throws away a football and a baseball bat into a trash can with a little tear in his eye.
Yeah. That's actually a good point. Also, by the way, I wouldn't take my kids here for the same reason I wouldn't take them to a normal strip club. What do you mean?
Right.
Heterosexual, heteronormative strip club, meaning not weird. I wouldn't take them to a normal strip club because I'm a decent human being. You don't take kids to a strip club. This is a good point that you made. It's a bar. I remember when I was 17 or if I was doing stand-up, they used to have to, you have to wait to do your set.
You can't bring kids to a stand-up comedy club.
No.
No, and it's not even, it's a gay bar.
Yes.
It's not a regular bar, and I'm not saying, you know, the gay bar is the worst thing in the world, but they have signs that say it won't lick itself.
Well, that is a particular fetish. It's as like a, I don't know, a casino?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which, by the way, we're going to be talking about Native American and AOC a little later on.
Well, the AOC casino?
Yeah, the AOC casino.
We tried to make amends.
That never pays out jackpots.
It doesn't, no.
It doesn't, because it's under constant renovation.
All losing. You just bet with her eyes. And they're the dice.
Security cameras can never look the same direction.
Snake eyes.
The googly-eyed bandit.
Craps is just all snake eyes.
Yes.
I hope I get a 2. Shoot.
Oh, snake eyes.
All right. By the way, speaking of this, hit the share button if you're on YouTube because the algorithm doesn't like anything that we do right now. And I'm sure they don't want us talking about the Drag Kids Show. They want it to be in your... do me a favor and then comment below. Search Drag Kids Show in Texas. And I'm curious to see what shows up.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, cool. I'm curious to see what shows up. You want to create transphobes?
Yeah, we'll just say the Canadians weren't the ones that were unmolested.
Right.
Different meaning of the word, Dave.
So here's something else that is important before we get to the Biden fact check here. There was an Uvalde. You know how people always mock the idea of a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun?
Yeah,
liberals go, really? Well, the fact is, we've talked about this. Statistically, guns save far more lives than they take in the United States when you take into account defensive uses of firearms. It's not even close. Boom. That's done. Point is over. They lose. Now, we had that with Sutherland Springs, right? Stephen Williford was on the show. One of the deadliest shootings in modern American history was stopped by a guy with an AR-15. Could have had that exact same scenario here.
Speaking out for the first time exclusively with NBC News, Cody Briseño recounts the moment he ran outside the funeral home he works at and approached the Uvalde gunman, all happening seconds after the shooter crashed this pickup truck.
How far were you from him?
I was from like maybe 8-10 feet around there. And as he takes out this rifle, he's looking at me, and I tell my coworker, "Oh man, he has a gun! He has a gun!" And as soon as I say that, I tell him, "Run, run! He has a gun!" But I'm looking back, and this guy's already pointing at us, and you just hear pop, 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 pop.
Briseño says minutes later, his wife arrived bringing him a gun just as police showed up at the scene. He says they stopped them from going after the gunmen.
But my intention was to stop criminal. Him. And I mean, I feel guilty, man, because I mean, I couldn't stop him.
The police
should feel guilty. Is now helping with the funerals of several of those killed, including Amarillo Garza, a relative of his.
I had to dig the grave, set up the tent, and then lower her casket.
Couple of things here. We're going to try and get this man on the show. You shouldn't feel guilty. Those police should feel guilty. And by the way, it's one thing for the police to say don't do anything if they're handling it. They didn't handle it. And this is why the Second Amendment is absolute. This is why the Second Amendment is your God-given right to self-preservation. A police officer, or really any public employee, any member of our government, does not have the right or authority to tell that man that he cannot protect his and his own. That wasn't his daughter, but a relative of his. He had to dig a grave. Guess what? A police officer does not have the right to tell you, no, you don't have the right to prevent digging a child's grave, a relative of yours. You don't have that right. We're going to stop you. Right there. Hey, we don't know if he would have stopped him. Would have given at least a fighting chance, the only fighting chance, because the police didn't fight the shooter. It's your God-given right to self-preservation. We don't know what would have happened. But you know what? I want more guys like that. And I want guys like that to not fear repercussions from the police or federal marshals or FBI in a situation like that. We're not talking about people going around hog wild with firearms. We're talking about, where would there ever be a more appropriate situation than a man crashing his vehicle, aiming a rifle at you? Guess what? He's now forfeit his right to live. Yeah, absolutely. He's shooting at you. And by the way, I want more wives like that. Think about the mindset. The mindset is, somebody is shooting at me. I'm not running and hiding. I'm running away. My wife is bringing me a gun to handle the problem.
Right.
I'm not going to wait on anybody else. I'm not going to wait for this guy to go kill somebody else. That's the kind of mindset that it takes. The kind that storms a beach when you have to fight evil.
And then people say it's
runs and hides.
And people say you're being foolish when you say it's not a gun issue. It's a character issue. Yeah. You know what? We do have a character issue. We want more guys like that and wives like his. Hey, guess what? Guess if they were in the police force and they had the courage to stand up to their chief, their captain. Their sergeant, whoever, was it the chief? The police chief in this case?
He's been hiding.
Yeah.
Well, and think if he had the gun at the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
On it. Been done.
Done.
And that happens far more often than the mass shootings you hear about in the news. Far more often there are scenarios where that man has a gun, bang, problem solved. 1.6 million last year. An average of sometimes 3 million a year. Compared to in the teens of thousands of firearm homicides, the vast majority of which are gang-related. It's not even close, but I want you to see that individual story and know that it could have potentially all been stopped. And guess who prevented someone from being a hero? Was your government, who's there to help. I'm sorry, the true heroes. TikTok nurses and Uvalde police force, the true heroes. And by the way, this isn't the only story we're hearing coming out of Uvalde. They want it all to be about gun control because there's a lot that doesn't add up. So yeah. Angelia Gomez, she was a mother, if you guys remember. She was handcuffed for trying to enter the school. Mm-hmm. She alleged that, we have this from Daily Beast, federal marshals handcuffed her because she was intervening in an active investigation. She also said that she tried to run to the school after the police told the marshals to release her. So they were saying you're not allowed to intervene. She was trying to get to the school. They let her go. She was going to go to the school anyway. And then she said that law enforcement warned her that she needed to stop. Now, we don't know if this is true, just to be clear. I tend to believe it, just to be clear. So we don't know. It's her word against, you know, the well-trusted federal marshals. She said
that the camera footage that seems kind of...
That seems somewhat congruent.
Yeah,
you know, it would seem relevant, but I'm just saying I don't want to jump to conclusions, but based on what we know from this shooting and the chief and how the officers acted and how long they waited and did nothing and how the shooter was stopped by a lone Border Patrol agent who had the balls that the entire police force did not, I tend to believe that she's not lying. She said that they warned her to stop telling her story. Here you go.
She's on probation for some charges from about a decade ago, and that she received a call from someone in law enforcement telling her that if she keeps talking to media or if she, you know, keeps sharing her story, that she might face some kind of violation for obstruction of justice. So she was holding back from sharing her story until now because a judge told her that she was brave and that her probation would be short.
I'm a little confused here. There's a couple of points. Obviously, the fact that marshals were on the scene early on.
When you look at where they would have been located, would have been significantly further away than you would anticipate them being there at this
especially
time.
Especially if it's true from their official Twitter account tweeting the timeline of when they responded and how quickly they responded. By the way, they would have to be driving well over 100 miles per hour to make that distance.
Well, the law doesn't apply to them, but yes.
Or, you know, teleported, who knows. The other thing is they stopped her because she was interfering in an active investigation. That's a curious way to phrase, hey, there's an active shooter situation. You can't go in because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
An active investigation?
Well, just like that man whose wife brought him a gun.
I could be
dumb.
We'll
take care. Hey, stop. We're investigating. That's my daughter in there. Hey, stop. We're investigating.
I don't. It's weird choice of words.
Also, what is she on probation for from 10 years ago?
Being a badass and saving lives?
Well, I'd like to know because that's an insane amount of... That's an insane amount of probation. I'd like to see what it's for.
Yeah,
I can't
Dave's
imagine.
Like, I've done a lot of bad stuff, and I didn't get.
No, I don't know any. I don't know people with 4 DUIs that had 10 years of probation. That's a lot, and it certainly doesn't say anything about, you know, minorities getting the short end of the stick.
No, and you know what? This is actually an important point too. Here, look, people talk about finding common ground. Well, there's common ground to be found on the police force. And certainly on the militarization of police and certainly the three-letter bureaus that exist, right? Oh, sorry, these are the institutions that you're supposed to trust now, according to Democrats. There's common ground to be found in that I don't think they're efficient. I don't think the solution is defunding them. We've talked about that. However, where we diverge is, look, the left, for you to believe the narrative as to the problems with the police force today, from the left, you have to believe that they had a secret meeting behind your back, including the black police officers, to go out and simply... hunt black people, right? That's the Black Lives Matter. No justice, no peace, even though you're actually more likely, if you're confronted by police, to be shot if you're white, and you're far more likely to be shot as a police officer by a black criminal. I think it's 16 times more likely than a police officer is to shoot a black man. But they want you to believe that the problem with the police is they're all racist. The only logical leap that I'm asking you make to understand the problem with the police force in Uvalde is that human beings are inherently selfish, flawed, and often cowardly. That's it. Yeah. I don't think they didn't go in because they... I don't think they told that man to not use his gun because he was clearly Latino. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what it was with the woman. I think it's because they were in over their head, they were cowardly, and they now want to cover their tracks because no one... likes the feeling of accountability when you screwed up. That's it. And what I want is more accountability from police officers. What I want is better trained officers. The same solution with teachers. You know, the kind of teachers who take their kids to drag queen story hour. That's really what I believe the problem is. It's a problem of human nature. And so the role of government is to curtail the problems of human nature. Unfortunately, now we have a government that enables it because it's bloated and it's bureaucratic and it seems to try and bring out the worst among us.
Yeah,
but I would say even, you know, let's take the police out of what I just heard the news anchor say. Did they say that her probation would be extended if she didn't stop telling her story?
Well, the judge said she was brave and that it would be her probation would be short. That's
shortened,
what they said.
Is what they said. Okay.
Yeah, but then they said that the marshals were telling her.
Oh, that's what the marshals said.
Well, they were
going to
charge her with obstruction of justice. And by the way, I think if you're on probation, there are some things you can't do. Breaking the law is one of them.
Hey, by the way, also
but that's certainly not obstruction of justice when you're telling what happened.
You're revealing the lies. I mean, that's obstruction of justice.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard that right and I didn't.
Right.
Okay, so that was the marshals telling her that and the judge said no.
Right, and by the way, obstruction of justice would also imply that there could even be the possibility of justice. With all the children dead when you could have acted and you didn't. No, there's no justice. So this is one of those things. I don't necessarily want justice. I want punishment for the people who didn't do their job.
Yeah.
Not punishment for someone who manufactured a firearm. I want punishment for the people who didn't do their job. Not punishment for the mom who tried to do the job of the people who didn't do their job. Not punishment for the Mexican man we just saw who tried to do the job of the people who were too afraid to do their job. There will never be justice. You don't have a corner, leftist.
Him and his wife.
Yeah. You don't have a corner on outrage. You just have a corner on aiming your outrage at the wrong targets.
Every time.
All right. Here we go. Let's move on to this. Unless there's anything else, I think that's pretty much all we have to say about that.
I do think so.
We're going to have some people like, why don't you back to blue? Because there are also pricks in blue. As a general rule, I don't think that police are out to harm minorities. I think there are a lot of police who want to do their job. But I don't think that we should have, effectively, immunity for not doing their job. Just like I don't think teachers should have immunity through the form of tenure for not doing their job. We only government employees have that.
Yeah. Well, here's the reason you don't just say always back the blue. It's because it's the same thing with believe all women. I believe them when they're telling the truth.
Which is rare.
I back the blue when they're doing their jobs well.
Yep.
Siri, sorry, that's it.
You're right. It is rare that women are telling the truth. So.
I think their truth.
Their truth. Yeah. That's, I don't know when that different. Started. Yeah. I'm speaking my truth. I remember the first time I heard that, I went, what's that?
That's just a lie that you believe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's what I hate. Yeah, my truth.
It's my truth. Well, what is your truth? Hold on, let me adjust my balls. A woman. I'm a woman.
Oh.
Well, I guess that is your truth, right? Okay. Say no more. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What does that mean? I don't believe you.
Well, ma'am, you have testicular cancer.
Hmm. Oh. Well, that's your truth. All right, let's go with that.
Whatever it is.
Let's just set our appointment for, what's the mortality rate? 8 months. I'll see you in 8 months. I won't see
And if
her
you don't take it seriously,
months.
The Lord will see you in 12.
Yes.
Ma'am.
It's ma'am. Yep, so, speaking of people who are completely unaccountable, this weekend, so it was Friday, and we didn't do a show on Friday, while speaking about the May jobs report, and then we also have a bogus stat. A lot of you have asked me to rebut the stat from the CDC that the leading cause of death for children is firearms. No, not even close. So there's like five lies that were told in the span of 48 hours, and it's one of those things where I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, so all references are available at LouderWithCrowder.com. Because they are easily rebutted lies. My main question is, where are the fact checkers? Where's Snopes? Yeah. Where's PolitiFact? Where's Reuters? So this brings us to this week in Biden.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Here is what the former vice president...
I can't believe he said that.
I can.
Oh, I know. I can believe it. But
no, it wasn't a problem.
You were being gracious in your wording.
I read that earlier today, and I was just like, wow.
That's brilliant.
Wow. That's a man.
This man knows the people.
Yes. He is a man of the people.
Really not all there.
He's like the the politician equivalent to Bill O'Reilly. Just looking out for the folks. You haven't seen a folk in 44 years, Bill O'Reilly.
You would hate them.
I'm going to go grab my secretary.
Yep.
In your privates.
Literally.
So here, let's just give you the full speech, which is like 32 seconds or in 30 something seconds. How long is this clip to a minute?
It's like 15.
15 seconds. 15 seconds, three lies. Then we have another clip. So 15 seconds and three lies. But we'll make sure that three claims that are so easy to refute. Here you go.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt.
Nope.
Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
All right, so that... we don't need the clip for this one because I just saw that one. But that was his claim, right? The claim right there is that families are carrying less debt since Biden took office. Here's the truth. No. It's the opposite of that. Debt is up. Reference available at LouderWithCrowder.com. There was an increase in total household debt in the first quarter of 2022, increasing by $266 billion to $15.84 trillion.
Huh. So increasing means up.
Yes.
Wait, what a...
That's confusing.
Wait,
big words.
What happened? Did you go outside or talk to friends?
Yeah. Did you converse with the folks?
Yeah, did you... What proof do you have besides everything everywhere?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Do we have a clip of the other claim? We can just replay it.
Okay.
I mean, it's only 15 seconds. So yeah, just hit the claim here real quick. Hey, we'll hit the claim.
Yep.
All right, hit the claim. So in here, he also claims, it's such a short clip, so many lies, that the average savings are up.
Ah.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up.
Liar!
A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
The last one's a bogus survey, but savings are up is his claim. Savings are up.
Hmm.
No. No, the truth Savings are down.
Oh.
Here's from CNBC, not a conservative source. No. Americans now have an average of $9,000 less in savings than they did last year. $9,000. I don't remember them losing $9,000. $9,000.
Well, they didn't put it in red and put the little minus sign in front of it, so I was confused.
Or adjusted for inflation, $58,000. Yes.
Adjusted for inflation, you now are owned by a pimp.
Yes, yes, but at least that $9,000 won't buy you near as much now.
No, it's great. Exactly.
So you're not missing out on quite as much.
The double negative something, I don't know. The point is, that's two lies immediately. Two lies in one phrase.
That's what I said. You said 48 hours, and I'm like, yeah, over the
course. Well, this is just
speech.
One, and then there's the other speech that he gave about the CDC several, thing. Yeah. So I'll just
technically, it's over 22 seconds.
Right. I'll just reiterate the claim. We don't need to show the clip again where he says the Federal Reserve Survey, this is his claim, Federal Reserve Survey, more Americans feel financially comfortable. The truth? No.
What?
Does anybody think that's true?
Yeah, this comes from Ipsos. Yeah. Americans are feeling less financially secure in the first quarter of 2022 than they did in the fourth quarter of 2021.
Ah, okay.
So his survey that he tried to use, he was talking about, if you look at it, it was pre-pandemic.
Well, I have to
why would you include that?
Why do you mean comfortable? Like, why would you say financially comfortable? What is that wording that you've chosen? Like, is that like some loose term? Like that there's no real definition of it?
Yeah, almost as loose as savings are up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like that one's kind of airtight. Like, in other words, Donald Trump would say, this is a shithole country and snow's pants on fire. Washington Post would be like, four Pinocchios. Like, what would you call Haiti? Like, let's just be honest about it. But in this case, he goes, savings are up. No fact check that they're down $9,000? Nothing?
No, just a lot of applause. Yeah. Oh, good job.
Like, remember in the beginning of 2020 when people would get like a $5 bill and tip $20.20?
Right.
I feel like they may have been more comfortable then. And then something happened.
Call it a hunch.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, just saying.
Now, Dave,
then
that is...
The stocks were up and such.
That's anecdotal. Okay, that is empirical.
Yeah, roughly 2013 through 2019, let's just say, may have been... more comfortable.
Yeah. It's hard to argue with that logic because there's logic. So here's another part.
I went to Family Video.
Here's another part, and this is from June 2nd, I guess. It happened June 2nd, so that would have been Thursday after we'd done the show. He claimed, and this is something a lot of you have requested.
Sorry. By popular request.
By popular request, because you're going, this can't be right, can it? Of course it's not right. So here, hit the claim. Former Vice President Joe Biden claimed that firearms are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to new data just released by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, guns are the number one killer of children.
Wrong.
In the United States of America. The number one killer. More than car accidents. More than cancer.
Oh, my God. He said something wrong, and then he went on to reiterate something wrong.
He did. Number one.
Here's the truth. The leading cause of death among children ages 1 to 14 years old, which is pretty generous for the term children, is accidents.
Ah.
It's accidents. Ah. And there's a little more to this, too, where then they tried to do these numbers where they separated homicide and suicide with firearms, and then they also included people who were, octogenarians. I'm being somewhat facetious.
There is a big problem, though, with ages 1 and 4-year-olds with suicides with firearms.
Yes, exactly.
You come home and that crayon suicide note's written out.
Well, also the autoerotic asphyxiation.
I know.
Children's drag shows leave no one untouched.
I know.
So here's the truth. In 2019, firearms, the deaths by firearms spiked.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
About 3,300 children and teens were killed by guns. Here's the thing. 85% of those deaths were among 15 to 19-year-olds. So he says it's the number one killer. It's not the number one killer of children. And then when you take the total number, 85% of them are legal adults. And I'm exaggerating because some of them are 15, 16, but they can be tried as adults. Oh. And certainly 18 or 19-year-olds, 85%. And then you get into the fact that the vast majority of that is, intercity gang violence.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of, why don't you trust your institutions? We just got through the federal marshals, the FBI. We just got through the vice president's office, right, where they're talking about the Federal Reserve polling. And now right here, why don't you trust the CDC? Because you can go to the CDC and look at the numbers and look at how they try to do this clever accounting. I don't know who they have, a statistician or a CPA.
It's like, just shut up and trust him.
Who's the number one killer? No, it's not. Then he repeats it. Number one. No, even higher than accidents. It's the opposite of that. That's been this week in Biden.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
I think you have a problem figuring out your name. Jeez.
I just come out and say stuff.
Yes, but here's the bad thing. They're going to get challenged. The press secretary is going to get challenged on this. And she's going to continue this line. And all of the media...
I'm black and lesbian.
Right? The first one of my kind. Well,
racist.
That's, I guess, all we need to say about that.
That is the Trump card. Sorry. I said Trump. I meant the highest card. Okay, fine.
Yes, I'm sorry I used the word.
But then CNN's going to run with it. MSNBC is going to run with it. Yeah. And then he's going to go, according to CNN and MSNBC, it's the number one cause. It's like this loop that they get.
Well, even there, we just said CNBC, though, saying that, no, they're down $9,000 in saving.
No. That's savings. CNBC.
That's CNBC. Oh, my God. I'm going to come out and say it. I don't care if I get removed from YouTube. You absolutely should mistrust all your institutions.
Yes, every single one of them.
Just to be clear, I'd rather you mistrust all of them than trust even one of them.
And as long as they all report up to what you just saw, that guy, don't trust a single one of them.
Well, then he reports to Kamala. So.
Well,
You just miss the days when they just said they wouldn't raise your taxes, and they did a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know they're going to.
You were like, hey. See your paycheck. Hey. You're like, whoopsie. You're like,
I knew you were going to do that.
All right.
And now they're just like, lies.
Yes.
Wear a mask. Lies. Not that
your
was
kids
a lie,
are all going to die. It's the number one killer. Okay. I meant guns, but you just said the cover. It's guns. What?
Yeah.
It's more than accidents, but I'm looking at the chart right here. It says accidents. No.
But this is the chart you made.
No.
I can't ban accidents.
What do you want me to do with that?
You can't sue accident manufacturers.
Jeez.
Come on.
YouTube, why did you ban?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, here's why you shouldn't trust CNN. Because you have a guy right there who's masturbating below the Chiron right now. That's why. They still have Tubin on, for crying out loud. Why don't you trust? You know, we used to have trust in the mainstream. We used to have trust in our media. Yeah, because Walter Cronkite wasn't masturbating that night on the news.
Yeah, the guy on the left is wearing those glasses for squirt protection.
Right. Imagine, like, look, we used to trust our media. Just go back, it's just Dan Rather rubbing his nipples. Ooh, you're like, oh, why did we trust him back then? We should have seen him.
It's like a Gallagher show.
Yeah. They're both wearing tarps.
Only Stelter takes his down like Harry with the feather glue.
Right, yeah. Mm. Oh, I didn't put it on.
Hi, this is Brian Stelter going raw on CNN.
All right. So here's something else, too. And I know some of you are going to get mad, and I don't care. Because you're going to tell me that you're 1/16th Apache. Shut up.
They're already mad.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, look, no one is justifying Trail of Tears. There were horrible acts committed on all sides. But look, here's the thing. The Native American Trump card is one of those sacred cows. It's one of those third rails that nobody wants to touch. And boy, does it grind my gears. This idea that for some reason land should be given back to some common ancestral existence where people were all living in harmony. Do you know, we had one civil war here in the New World, and it was really bad and bloody. Yeah. Before the New World, it was always civil war between tribes. It's not even close. You know who would be worse off if the land were given back to the natives, which, by the way, is a misnomer if we were going to get into that term?
Yeah.
Would be the Native Americans.
They wouldn't have casinos anymore.
So speaking to her...
I'd have so much more money.
Yes.
Crying out loud.
Give all the land back. We don't want the whole country to look like every episode of Cops. How about that? Ever driven through tribal land recently? Yeah. Does it look like they're living off the... It's like, you could! You could just live off the land! What is it? What does Comanche mean? Land of 1,000 trailer parks? Have you guys driven through... Is that at a certain point, you go, this is what you've done with it. Why would we give it all back to you? Also, why would we give back any of it? We won. I know you don't like it, but that did happen. And you tried to win because you were actually killing their ancestors and you were raping their ancestors and you were enslaving their ancestors. Then we came here and, you know, we've tried to purchase land from you in some cases, like Manhattan and the Canarsie. We have a bill of sale and then you came back anyway. And so we had to start fighting you.
Well, if stereotypes are so bad, why is the building shaped like a teepee and filled with buffalo slot machines?
It's Good point.
We didn't make you build it.
We were driving to Tulsa.
Well, we showed up, and it's all casinos.
We were driving. We saw that poster of the lady with she had the face paint on.
Yeah.
She had the headdress, the bow and arrow, and a Choctaw Casino T-shirt.
Yes.
You want to know why I'm pissed off with it? Come on.
Because she was white.
Yeah. Well, that as well. Hey,
Elizabeth Warren.
I am 119th. Iroquois. But you're using your cell phone. It's only the 4G. It's LTE. It's not true 5G. It's it's cricket. Stop oppressing my people.
I don't know why people say that. That's not special. Yeah, my you know, I'm 136th Apache. Oh, so your great great grandpa was a rapist?
Right.
Great.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's Comanche. That no, that's right. It's both. I see your point.
But, I guess I gotta go.
Let me go speak with our leader, Chieftain EBT card.
They all wear jeans.
He lives off the land, but his name means one who still wears water wings.
Jeans with sport coat and headdress.
Yes. One who shops exclusively at Brooks Brothers. So, speaking to her captivated audience on Instagram, AOC shared her feelings about her reawakening to her Native American roots, heritage, and then proceeds to make a bunch of claims which are just laughable.
I really, really feel you and understand you on this. In fact, I feel like one of the things that first started awakening and connecting me in a deep way to my indigenous heritage was connecting with the Lakota Sioux in Standing Rock. When I was at Standing Rock, surrounded by Native people, Lakota Sioux, Cherokee, all people coming together, and I looked around, it really just clicked that this is us. Like, and the grace that they extended to say, no, you are relative, was really formative for me. And while we may not be and come from the same exact lineage, there is a commonality to that ancestry. And it's important for us to recognize that we were raised and we were told growing up that we were extinct, that Taínos don't exist, and it's really important for Puerto Ricans to understand that that narrative is being challenged right now.
So there are a few things, and we'll get to that, by the way. She's talking about these people from Puerto Rico who I believe traveled from Venezuela. But by the way, you understand the reason that you were taught that they were extinct is because of leftist indoctrination. They tried to push this false narrative of a genocide, which never happened. We'll get to that. But first,
she thinks she's a dinosaur.
Yes.
By the way, she's one of them. But she's extinct? I'm confused. Yes. We don't exist, honey. We are extinct. But what about us? That doesn't matter.
Well, I wouldn't mind her being extinct. She'd come up as oil. And then it's like, you know, it's perfect. It's all for
her. It starts off really poorly.
I was surrounded in liquor bottles.
So she... let's go to the first claim. Okay. So the first claim is she refers... Well, just listen to what she says. She refers to them as Lakota Sioux.
I really, really feel you and understand you on this. In fact, I feel like one of the things that first started awakening and connecting me in a deep way to my indigenous heritage was connecting with the Lakota Sioux in Standing.
All right, truth. Everyone go to AOC's Twitter. I believe it's at AOC.
At AOC or at Google.
And let her know that she needs to apologize because the term Sioux is considered derogatory by many of the Lakota people, just to be clear. So she doesn't even have the self-awareness to be concerned about that.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
The term Natasu was originally coined by the French, later adopted by the English as Sioux, and it was actually, it originated from the Ojibwe word, little snakes.
Ah.
And they were the enemy of the Lakota. So it was used as a derogatory term. Now, I understand that there are different Sioux tribes. By the way, there are different languages, dialects, and we act as though they're not even remotely similar. So this idea that everyone was communicating and trading, they lived in peace. We'll get to the war and the slaughter and the slavery in a second. They wouldn't have been able to communicate in many ways. Mm. And if you even look at the different Sioux tribes, they don't even all agree on what that is. And the Lakota often find it offensive. So right now, in trying to pander, AOC, Ms. Crazy Eyes herself, cannot even stop herself from offending a group of people. By the way, I don't care that it's offensive, just to be clear.
Well, yes, but Lakota means, I think, friendly, too, right? So you're completely off the board there. You're just like, oh, okay. Little Snakes.
Little Snakes makes sense for her.
Little Snakes? Is that a new rapper?
Yes.
Yes.
Little Snake.
Little Snakes X?
Little Snakes.
Little Snake.
Until he grows out of it. Then he's just Snakes.
Yep.
Snakes? Snakes? I don't know no snakes.
It goes Lil.
Yeah.
Then he gets on a plane.
Yeah, it becomes Big Snake. Mm-hmm. And then when he goes to the racial transition therapy, it becomes White Snake.
Yep.
And he gets sued, and then that's the end of Lil Snakes. No, the point is, we just gave you the Lil Snake saga.
Lil Snakes on a plane.
Yep.
I'm tired of these Lakota on this plane!
Mm-hmm.
So here's another claim that she makes, that they all share a common ancestry, which is hilarious.
When I was at Standing Rock, surrounded by Native people, it really just clicked that this is us. Like, and while we may not be and come from the same exact lineage, there is a commonality to that ancestry.
And by the way, when she says not the same exact, she means at all. So, now, if you want to get technical about it, and here's the thing. It's just sort of like where we have the left wants to tell you, for example, with slavery, that, well, you're not really teaching American history. Well, hold on a second. No. We believe that you should teach American history, you know, as it starts in America, American history. They go, oh, you should teach about the history of the slave. Okay, well, then hold on a second. Now it's a matter of how far back we go, because the slave trade existed before and it exists now. So we say, if you're going to teach kids about slavery, you need to teach them about the West African slave trade. You need to teach them that over 90% of slaves were sold. They were not stolen. You need to teach them where slavery originated. You go, no. Well, you just want to cut it off to make it seem like America is the only place that had slavery. Same thing if we're talking about common ancestry. I know what she means to say. She's talking about Native American tribes, and she wants you to think that they were all living together in peace, I guess, is what she wants you to believe, that we all share some commonality. Yeah. That's not true. Now, it is true that all human beings, if you, again, change a degree, have a common ancestry. According to Scientific American, you reach a date where family trees share not just one ancestor in common, but pretty much every ancestor in common. And this is really going to piss off AOC, but beginning in 1492, you begin to see the European genes flowing in every direction until estimates are that there are no people in South America today who don't have European ancestry.
How dare you, Stephen?
And then she also tried to claim, I guess she tried to draw another connection. Didn't it? Okay. Did she? There's so many, it's hard to keep track of them. Did she try and claim that something about African cultural heritage, too? I don't even know what that means, but we have a clip?
Yes.
Oh.
One more thing that's also super important to note is that our culture isn't just Taino, it's also Yoruba. So when our African ancestors were brought and enslaved to the island, they also brought Yoruba culture, which is why when you look at some of our most famous songs, like Aguanile, talk about Yemaya, Yemaya,
shut up,
Yemaya. That is Yoruba.
Oh my God.
Oh.
What? Just let the world burn.
Yeah.
I quit.
What's the point? She's a drawing, right? Like those eyes, it's anime.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah,
they're getting bigger.
It's like that Steve Odenkirk was the thumb show.
Yeah, it's just.
She's a little
bigger and bigger.
She's a little tête à claque. Quebecois, you can comment below. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know what she's saying there. The point is, she wants to have her cake and be racist too.
Well, she's trying to, you know, she's trying to be.
She's trying to claim all the things.
And black. There we go.
What?
And Puerto Rican.
And Puerto Rican.
Wasn't she Mexican before?
No. Well, she was always Puerto Rican. She might have said she was Mexican because she was so traumatized when she was 4 miles away from the
cages.
No, 4 miles away from and also 4 miles away from the alleged bomb that was going. The point is, she lies about everything.
Well, she was Latinx, right?
Sure.
Which is pretty much a surefire sign that she's not Latin anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Think that guy who wanted to stop the Uvalde shooter, who was told to stand down by the police with his gun, you think he would have been like, hey, you didn't use Latin, you didn't use my pronouns, bro.
My good friend Justin's Puerto Rican, and when we were kids, I never once thought he was extinct.
No.
I don't know what I just saw.
Well, you know what? Words and definitions change.
There are people that vote for this person.
Yes.
That is the truly scary part.
There's people who love her.
Yeah.
She's popular.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's a relative term, but in that very small subset of crazy in that area of the country. Here's something else, too, and this is kind of gets us
syphilis
to the
is popular, technically.
Technically.
It's a household name.
It's syphilis.
And
gonorrhea.
In diarrhea.
Yes. Like gonorrhea and syphilis.
Don't drink the water.
You know the song. Syphilis and gonorrhea, right? Maracas, what are you doing? I'm just pandering for votes. Why are you talking like that? Stop. Just let me have this.
Syphilis is not Hispanic.
Could be. Is it African? You're racist. You're racist. I'm doing my best. So,
where are your eyes going? They're just in a different room.
Right. Here's a claim that she talks about Standing Rock. Okay. And this is something that, look, when we're dealing with the Native American sort of culture here, and she uses the term indigenous, which I believe you're not supposed to use in that video, but I don't know.
No.
The point is, we learned indigenous in Canada, and then I came here, people told me it was offensive, you're supposed to say Native American, they still say indigenous in Australia. I don't care. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy that they can never live up to their own rules, and it's hysterical. So she was talking about Standing Rock. Okay, this is a when I was growing up, remember you probably learned Black Hills. This is a big thing,
yeah.
Right? Talking about this is in Dakota. I don't know if Black Hills, this whole area goes across both Dakotas. I'm not entirely sure, but Black Hills, let's just say Dakota, not the Lakota, who she refers to as the Sioux.
Yes.
They were demanding when I was growing up that the Black Hills be given back, yeah. Right? And she was talking about Standing Rock, how we were all standing together. Okay. Here's the thing. Do we have that as, we don't have that as a clip, do we?
No, I think that was the previous
one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So here's the truth with that. When they talk about handing it back because we were all standing together, let me frame the truth in the form of a question. Let's jeopardy this. Which tribe? So they want you right now, like, we're all holding hands together. We're all unified. You were never unified until the evil white man came. You were all killing each other. Which tribe? There's so many tribes that have been in charge of the Black Hills over the course of what we have recorded, 10,000 years. Right, you had the Manan, you had the Hidatsa, you had the Sanish. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Resided there long before the Sioux, as far as back as 900 AD. Then you had the Arikara. They arrived around 1500 AD. And then there's the Kiowa. You had the Cheyenne, the Crow, the Pawnee. Okay, so here's the thing.
How far back do we go?
Here's the thing. The Lakota. And Lakota took the Black Hills, right? Took them during, I believe it was the late 1700s and the early 1800s. Why? How? They outnumbered the Cheyenne.
Yeah.
So they took their shit, just to be clear. So you have the Kiowa, then you have the Cheyenne. So it's, who do you give it back to? Do you give it back to the original tribe or the people who evicted that tribe or the people? We didn't invent evictions. We were just able to sign the notice in a singular language. That's all. We didn't create evictions. And at least we give a warning. They just said, we have more people than you. Therefore, leave or get raped. And I'm like, I guess we'll leave. Good choice.
Did you give them reservations, by the way? Did you give them land to go over and hang out on? Like, we want this land, but we'll give you some other land? No.
Yeah. And by the way, the Lakota beat the Cheyenne at that point. Do you know how? By outnumbering them. It depends where you go in the estimates. Back then, it was considered a lot. If there were like 17,000 to 20,000 right there in that area of the Black Hills, it was enough for the Cheyenne to go, oh, shit. So.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Standing on a hill.
They all want to act like right now, like we invented war.
Yeah, exactly. Or conquest.
Which tribe do you give it back to? Right now, they all hold hands like, yes, I'm linking arms. Wait, you're the one who raped my great-grandfather. Oh, yeah. He took it how I gave it to him. Well, times have changed.
Not much.
Not much, no. We're still, once we get all, if we get the land back, we're going to go back to being the large raping ones.
Yes.
That was your nickname, wasn't it? Yeah. I didn't remember. I've done a lot of math.
Standing Rock.
Yes.
Named after me.
Yes. I smoke Standing Rocks. I smoke rocks standing. So, let's go harass a kid in a MAGA hat. Oh, sounds like a party.
Why, are you an Italian guy posturing as an Indian?
So I don't understand how the European settlers' claim to that territory is any less valid than the native tribes before them who took it through violence. And by the way, we'll get to the point where not all of the land was taken from the new settlers through violence. It was almost always taken through violence between tribes, not always, but they were incredibly violent toward each other. You've heard the term tribal? You've heard that term? There you go. So here's another claim that they make.
My tattoo knows that term.
Here's another claim that they make, that the natives were that it was a genocide. They were genocided.
Right.
Again, I told you how many Lakota there were in Black Hills back then. Do you know how many there are today? Registered. That doesn't include the fakes who want to tell you at every dinner party that they're one portion asshole. That's the portion that's not Native American, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
The portion that's Native American is the only redeeming portion of those people. Yeah, I'm 1/16 Cherokee, and you're 15/16 prick.
Yes.
So there are currently 70,000 registered Lakota Indians in the United States. So here's the truth, okay? The truth is, we genocided, and I know that's not really a term, but that's, I'm just using it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We genocided the Native Americans. There are more Native Americans than ever. Well, then we screwed up.
Yes.
That'd be like after the Holocaust, there being 60 million more Jews than before.
They're just bad at their jobs.
Genocide typically means wiping people out.
Yeah.
There are approximately the numbers, and it's tough to get an official count. I don't know if you know this. The natives, all the tribes, didn't necessarily cooperate in a census. Try going banging teepee to teepee, taking your life in your hands.
They don't answer, and you're like, I know you're in there. I can hear you.
Right.
You're right. You're like 3 feet from me.
There's a fire.
Leave it on the teepee step and get the hell out of here. So there are approximately 200.
The walls are literally paper thin.
Approximately 248,000 Native Americans in 1890. Today there are 5.2 million Native Americans, and also if you include Alaska Natives. Now, yeah. I know a significant portion of that includes people who are one portion Native American, and of course that group does not include. I mean, it's almost a wonder Elizabeth Warren. It's like she couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with her heritage. There's a good chance that you have some portion of Native American with you. The point here is there was a lot of intermarrying. It wasn't an intentional genocide. Doesn't mean that there weren't wars. Doesn't mean that there wasn't unfair play, foul play on behalf of the new settlers. Sure, there also happened to be foul play on behalf of all the tribes beforehand.
Yeah.
And they had a long chance. So when people say give the land back, I was just hoping, honestly, that Donald Trump would have just come back at some point, just to mind screw, like, all right, look, we're going to give it all back to the Vikings. Good luck. And I'm like, oh, shit.
In this corner.
And they're not, by the way, you're not even native. They're Siberian. They're Asian Siberian when you look at the people here. They crossed over at the land bridge theory. This idea that, are they just native because they were here a certain amount of time ago? My point is, no one was really native here. People came here, and then they started fighting each other, and then better people with fighting fought them and won. Now, it wasn't only gained through fighting. This is a culture clash that takes place. So here's another truth that may be uncomfortable for a lot of people as it relates to the idea of genocide. I use this example quite a bit. You guys have heard of Manhattan?
Mm-hmm. Small, little place.
Once or twice.
Yes. So Manhattan, it was purchased from the Native Americans. Okay, a lot of people don't know this. So this is something that would take place a lot.
For beaver pelts, for
60 guilders. And that would include thousands of beaver pelts. That would include all kinds of timber, right? They bought it for 60 guilders. There was a bill of sale. Okay, and we have the reference available at lotoscredit.com. We have a previous show map. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but it was a ton of beaver pelts. Timber was purchased. I believe it was the Canarsie there. There was another tribe. And what happened is they were like, well, look, we don't really have advanced boats. We were on this island. A lot of them were living nomadically. It was a pain in the ass. And so all of a sudden, these white guys with funny colored beards showed up and they said, hey, we'll give you all of this stuff for it. And they said, okay, great. Let's cross over there where we don't have to take a boat everywhere. We don't have to take the Staten Island ferry. So they left. Then Manhattan started being developed and they came back. We're like, we really like what you've done with the place. We were wrong about this pad. Imagine if you purchased a house right now, homeowner, and then you came back to your house tonight after work. And the previous family that sold it to you was just living there.
Yeah. We like what you did with our house.
And you're just like, well, but I paid you for the house.
No.
They're like, yeah, but we like it now.
Yeah.
We didn't like it then, but we saw what you did with the plumbing. You know, you got rid of the linoleum, replaced it with granite. So we're going to live here now. And you said, you can't do that. Only back then there was no police. There was nothing else to do. You would be like, now I have to kill all of you.
So stupid.
Wait, you wouldn't do that today?
That kind of stuff happened all the time back then. They didn't. Yeah. Certain tribes didn't have a concept of personal property, so there was a lot of trading that took place. And then there were also battles that took place, but not nearly as brutal as Native Americans were with each other. And I hate even using that term because it's a BS term. That's another claim that they make. The natives are native. Again, No. The Taino people where she's talking about, like, we all share a common ancestry. So she's talking about the Taino, however she says it. I don't know why I said it with a Chinese accent.
Anyway. Taino.
Well, she did too.
The point is, it's about as offensive as how she said it.
Yes.
They migrated to do you guys say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Okay.
I guess you could go either way, though.
I've heard people say it either way.
Well, I say Caribbean when referring to the Disney ride.
But why?
It sounds better.
All right.
Well, it follows pirates better, but if you're talking about, you're like, if I'm like Somali pirates.
Right.
Different.
The last time I went on that ride, I left a grumpy in the boat.
Yes. All over the sheets.
So she said that the Taino people migrated to, she said we all share a common ancestry. No, the Taino people migrated to the Caribbean from what is present day Venezuela.
Ah.
Okay. So there you go. I don't know if this is, right, you've got North America, South America, okay?
This is low budget.
They came up. Michigan.
They came up. All right? Venezuela's south. Clear enough? Now, let's go to all the...
West, but...
Yeah. Whereas if you look at the Native Americans who would be here in North, as you know them, they came from Asia, with the majority coming in one group. Here you go from the University College of London, reference available at LatterWithCrowder.com. Scientists have found that Native American populations arose from at least three migrations, with majority descended entirely from a single group of first American migrants that crossed over through Beringia, I don't know how to pronounce, a land bridge between Asia and America, what would probably be known as present-day Siberia. A lot of people don't even think of, you know, areas of Russia as Asia, but it actually is, as General Patton referred to them, the Asiatics. So the point is, no, not the same at all.
Yeah.
They came from different areas, and so then it becomes a matter of who was there first. By the way, why would they have left Venezuela? That's a question that needs to be asked. I don't have the answer for you right now because I only have so much time in the day. I'm willing to bet there were some people who had to leave Venezuela for the Caribbean because there were people back there in Venezuela who said, you can be my slave or leave this place. And they said, well, we're just going to leave this place.
We'll get in a boat and go out on the water and know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Roll the dice.
See what happens.
Hey.
So this is one of those things. It's this constant victim. I mean, I don't want to even say victim complex because that would presume that there's some sort of value in being a victim to begin with. It's this constant false perpetuation of victimhood. And it's not even based in reality. You know, I realize that as all oppressed people, the people who left Venezuela from their oppressors and the people who were killing other people in these tribes that are completely unrelated, that we all share a common ancestry and that we need to sign the Green New Deal. More money, please. More money, please. How about everything you just said is bullshit and we give no land back whatsoever? Why? Well, because we want it at this point. And guess what? When you guys, and when I say you guys, I don't want to speak in broad strokes because I know there are so many tribes that exist, and I don't want to disrespect the scalping that you did amongst each other because you guys were killing, enslaving, and raping each other before we came here, and now there are more Native Americans or portion Native Americans than ever. That's not genocide. That's called winning a war and then being, historically speaking, incredibly gracious about it. Hey, also, send your messages to AOC on Twitter because I gotta tell you, she should not be tarring and feathering the good Lakota people. The good Lakota people, not like those Cheyenne pricks, the good Lakota people with the moniker of Little Snakes, of Sioux, they don't like that AOC. And you know what? That won't happen on my watch. We're going to go watch a transgender on a tricycle that my father happened to record while driving down his YouTube piss off.